Proclamation number 8182 of 19th of May, 1962. The House Father provides for his servants. The servant should not worry, for his householder takes care of him. He shall only ever carry out his master's orders with all loyalty and willingness, and I myself will place these into his heart so that he will always know what he is to do and not do. And his whole earthly life will also be shaped in accordance with the mission for which he has entrusted himself to me. For as soon as his will consciously submits itself to me, there will be no other will in him but mine. And therefore whatever you want may come upon you. I know this, and I myself allow it. I myself shape your earthly life and also arrange all events as they are beneficial for me and my kingdom. And you need only know that you are guided by me and willingly do whatever seems advisable to you, for then it has also been given to you by me and has its purpose and meaning. And thus I also allow hostilities by my adversary if he uses people who obey his influence. I allow them, but I also protect you, especially when it concerns keeping my word from becoming clouded or extinguished. For my power is truly greater than my adversary's power, as soon as I only possess your will that it belongs to me completely. Only I warn you, my servants, to anticipate and perform actions for which I have not given you a mandate. You really do not need to ponder what to do when you are faced with a matter that troubles you. Let everything take its course and wait and see. For then it will always come about according to my will, and then you will also know how you should behave because you will be inwardly urged to do the right thing. You, who want to serve me, you can believe that this will to serve relieves you of all responsibility of your own, that you will be guided from the start and that your complete devotion to me will truly be rewarded by me myself regulating everything for you. But also give your thoughts the right direction, for even if you possess free will, this free will has nevertheless completely subordinated itself to mine through your devotion to me, and then you will not be able to want or think anything other than what flows to you mentally from me. And therefore you should also go your earthly path calmly and serenely. You should let everything approach you, for it will come about as it is my will, which you could not oppose after all, because your path of life is also fatefully determined. But the devotion of your will is involved in the shaping of your earthly path of life, and thus it can only be successfully covered by you. And you need not worry yourselves, for I will guide you to the right goal. And also the activity for me and my kingdom, the vineyard work, for which you have offered yourselves to me, will be carried out as it is my will, because you feel inwardly driven and now also do not resist me when I take over the steering and give you the instructions through the heart. Only believe that I need your services. Believe that there is truly great spiritual hardship on earth which is to be alleviated by people who are devoted to me, because I myself cannot obviously influence people. Believe that you can provide this help and that I will use you where I need you. Believe that I myself will also supply you with the people you should help, and that you can always be certain of my support if a work of salvation can be carried out on people who are still under my adversary's control. And you will always experience my blessing. I will strengthen you in body and soul. You will be allowed to experience my loving care, for I myself take care of all those who serve me as faithful servants in the last days before the end. Amen.